We're speaking now with Karen McDade, General Manager of the St. Thomas Elgin Food Bank. Karen, let's start with how you got involved in a social agency or social services like the food bank.
Well, I've been here for probably 9 years or so. My previous position was the hospital. I was phased out. And from that, you know, the experience that I brought here, I was quite heavily involved in the social committee and involvement, you know, with volunteer different aspects there at the hospital. So that's really helped me with my managerial skills and people skills. So, you know, that's how I started out. I just kind of came by to donate. My brother had passed away and I stopped by and then I said, geez, I'm off work right now if you need any help. And they just were in between some admin that was going on at the time. And then so I got trained and here I am today.
And Karen, what's one of the biggest challenges for you having worked at the food bank or even prior to that?
So it's been a huge challenge. I mean, we never closed. We just served our individuals in a different way. It made an impact on our volunteers, definitely, in that, you know, we had older and, you know, retirees, and they're more vulnerable. And in that, you know, it was a scary time, especially when it first broke out. And then at our old location on Talbot Street, it wasn't really set up properly to safely deal with that. So luckily we did move this past January.
And what advice would you have for, say, a young woman who's just starting out and perhaps would like to focus her career efforts in some sort of social service or social agency field, like a food bank or something similar?
Well, one of, you know, I mean, I'm proud of what I do and where I work and who I work with. I have an amazing team of staff and volunteers that are the backbone to keeping us rolling here. I have a team of 9 or 10 board members that have been absolutely wonderful, and they're just volunteer too. The proudest thing I am, as I say, is the move, because that was really quite a task, and Freeman Movers helped us out. But, you know, we had to pack up a whole food bank, and you can imagine between the offices and all the rooms of food and marking everything and doing inventory. So that was a challenge, but we persevered through it all and got through it, and here we are.
And Karen, is there one accomplishment that you're most proud of?
Well, I think in this sort of field, you have to have a lot of patience. You need to be compassionate for those in need, and you need to be, you know, emphatic to their situation. We have a massive need out there. You know, it is a lot of work, and this is a lot of physical work a lot of times, as well as, you know, there's always bookkeeping and paperwork and computer work, etc. But it's a matter of you do need to have a big heart, and you need to recognize that these people would go without if you didn't help them out. And Base Cafe and all those other places have been absolutely amazing, but you got to think of what the church is closing and everything. But with us being in a small community, and it can be overwhelming, and you have to watch confidentiality, and you may know some of these people, but I just think just having patience and compassion and being non-judgmental to those in need around you